We talked to Jack Blanchard just a few minutes ago. He's in Georgia. As you know, Hurricane Francis is moving in toward his home in Central Florida. He left yesterday, and they found a motel in Georgia, but this morning they were told they'd have to leave because it was all booked up. However, he lucked out and found another motel. In fact, here's our telephone conversation with Jack, and he explains how it happened.
I went to check out this morning, and an elderly couple was in front of us, and he was complaining to them that he had been here for a couple of days, and they didn't have any place else to go, and he was very disappointed with them that they were turning him out in the street and all that, and they relented to him, and I was standing there, so I said, well, wait a minute, how about us, you know? So I got in on the deal, and they gave us the, they didn't give it to us, but they sold us the room until Tuesday morning.
So is it a fairly safe motel?
Yeah, well, we're out of we could get some water here.
Yeah.
They expect a lot of rain here in South Georgia. If so, we'll stand on the bed, you know, but we're not going to get hurricane force winds. I just hope that when we get home, there's something left. That's all.
Yeah, it looks to me like it's going up, the East Coast, or do you think it's still going to get to your house?
No, it's going to go right across our backyard.
It is, huh?
Yeah. In fact, it's just going a dozen miles south of us, which puts us on the northeast quadrant, which is where all the trouble is, you know, the tornadoes and everything. And I'm just worried that everything will be flat down there. But you never know. Miracles happen, so.
Yeah.
I'm still worried about my sister down there. She's in Orlando, and she's in a house that floods in the afternoon, regular rains.
It wow.
Comes under the front door. And her whole house is glass. She lives on a lake. Her backyard leads down to the lake. And so I'm kind of worried about that because she's got so much glass around there. And then her land must be a little bit low because she's always got that little puddle coming under the front door, you know. So I'm keeping in close touch with her.
She's doing okay so far, though.
So far, it hasn't hit there yet. They expect it to come ashore at Melbourne. And then cut diagonally across and possibly out into the Gulf and then up near, make another landfall around Panama City or Pensacola.
Where
Lake Park, Georgia, yeah.
I might call you and check with you as well. Did Misty ever get a roof fixed or over her bed?
No, well, we didn't have a chance to fix anything.
Did you ever hear from FEMA back?
Yeah, but we heard from them, and the guy was very nice, and they may be ready to help us now, but when we get back there, we may
need it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got another one coming behind that, but they're not mentioning much about it. I think that's probably smart.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys are just going to hang out and ride the storm out, huh?
Yeah, we're just getting we're walking around the neighborhood. We're afraid to... every place is so packed, we're afraid to drive our car down to a restaurant because we'll never get parking back here near our room. So we're walking across the street. They have we're going over tomorrow night to the Cracker Barrel. I went over last night to the Pizza Hut, got a pizza, it was $22.
Wow.
That's what you call a natural disaster pizza.
Yeah, right. All the prices are probably pretty high.
Yeah.
How about your motel? They stick you there?
Well, the motel, yeah.
I guess they do everybody.
This is not a really expensive motel, but they advertise $45, and we have AAA, and supposed to get a discount, and still came to $55, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it always works out.
Yeah, but we're just glad to get a place to get in. Misty says she's moving out of Florida forever, and I agree. I think if we ever get out of Florida, I'm going to arrange for it to sink.
you're thinking about where you think you might go, Nashville again? Or?
Well, I'd like to go up around there, yeah.
Yeah.
We like the Four Seasons, you know?
Yeah.
And Misty said we always almost see the leaves turn, you know? And if she sees a dead tree along the way, she gets excited because it's a little pink, you know?
Well, I'm going to pray for you guys, and you guys hang in there. When you get back... we'll see how you feel about moving from Florida. Oklahoma's good.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. Tennessee, it might be good for you, who knows?
Yeah, we've been spent a lot of time up in Tennessee. We don't know too many people up there like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We're from Buffalo, but that's all changed up there, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll be checking back with you to see how things are doing.
Okay, Jerry.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Jack.
Well, nice talking to you,
Jerry. Okay, Tom, this is the, we're pulling for both of you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.